Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. This is your host, Tia Pugh. I'm a speaker, author, but most known as the International Comeback Coach. Why? Because I teach women how to transform their life-altering setbacks into profitable businesses. After surviving over 5 years of homelessness and spiraling in seemingly never-ending toxic relationships, I am on a quest to help women discover their purpose so they can turn them into profitable opportunities. To date, I have mentored over 500 women in the area of brokenness, toxic relationships, and online business. So whether it's homelessness, toxic relationships, or life-altering setbacks, or other tragedies, I can teach you exactly how to soar above it all. I definitely appreciate all of those that have been hanging out with me on a regular. Honey, boo-boo, you is the bomb. And I definitely do appreciate you. All of my first-time visitors, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you coming through and hanging out with your girl as well. I hope and pray that you are off to an amazing start of this month. Honey, it has been busy. Do you hear me? It has been busy, busy, busy over here. Let me inform you of exactly what's going on in my world. So today I'm actually going to be hosting a free life class entitled This Is Love, right? It's going to be lit, baby. I hope and pray that the women that are signed up for that live class are ready to receive exactly what it is that God has for them, because it is going to be powerful. It is going to be phenomenal. It is going to be absolutely amazing. And I am on fire and lit up about it. Okay. Also, I'm going to be offering a new 4-week program that will be starting on October 16th. This program will walk women through the step-by-step process to become happy and healed after toxic relationships. I am so excited about this opportunity to teach women how to become true overcomers. Hey, if you would like to learn more about this program, you can email me info@tiapughtalks.com. Also, this month, I'll be doing some MCing at my church, Compassion Church in Dixon, Tennessee. If you are serious about sisterhood, if you need sisterhood, if you lack sisterhood, then definitely come out and celebrate with us on October 18th at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be mind blowing. We are going to have so much fun. It is going to be life changing. We're going to be worshiping. We're going to be crying. We're going to be hugging. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So you just have to be in the building. You have to be in the building to really witness what is about to take place. Okay. Also on February the 1st. Say this again, on February the 1st, I'll be dropping an ebook compilation entitled Confessions of a Broken Heart. This is going to be 15 lessons that will equip women with wisdom to overcome heartbreak and toxic relationships. If you are an aspiring author, life coach, or entrepreneur, I would love to have you join in on this project with me. We currently have 6 spots remaining. If you want more information, email info@tiapughtalks.com and we will get that to you. Listen, last month was jam-packed. And I definitely do apologize that I was not able to get a podcast out to you, but I hope and pray that this definitely makes up for that. So last month, I had an amazing opportunity to go to Minnesota. I was able to visit family there. I got to see my uncle after nearly 12 years. The last time I was there, I was attending my favorite cousin's funeral. He was killed on the night of his birthday by his girlfriend. That was really rough for the family, especially myself, because we had recently got really close and talked often. The shocking thing is I told him I did not like his girlfriend for some reason. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I did not like her at all. However, he was a creative music artist and he was really, really about to start blowing up. Do you hear me? And when I went to Minnesota, I was actually able to obtain a copy of his music and I was able to visit his gravesite after all of these years. So that was phenomenal for me. You know, It was something that I had been wanting to do for a very long time. So I really, really enjoyed myself. And now I am back home and I am, you know, ready to rock this whole month out. And I'm planning for my next adventure next week. Next week, I will be on the road again, going somewhere else. So you definitely will have to connect with me on all my social media platforms to keep up with your girl, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, at Tia Pugh Talks. If you've been rocking with me for any amount of time, then you know exactly how we do it. We get straight on into it. And for those that have not been rocking with me, oh baby, you about to find out, okay? So today's topic is what to do while you wait. So you know I'm going to give you three things you can spend your time doing while you wait for your future spouse. So let's get into it. So the very first thing that you can do is take the time to heal. Oftentimes we rush into things, whether they be relationship, business opportunities, college programs, whatever. I feel like a lot of times we're in a world of hurry up and marry, hurry up and find a career, hurry up and find your lane, hurry up and find your expertise, hurry up and have babies. Just hurry up. We're in just a rush society. And it's ridiculous, to be honest. But listen, you may have rushed into your last relationship and it may not have worked out simply because of your anxiousness to rush into it, sis, by trying to meet everyone else's requirements for your life. You may have signed up for self-sabotage. So I'm telling you to take your time, pump your brakes, yield at the yellow light, sis. Slow it down and take your time. Use this time to heal. The best medicine for healing a broken heart is time. I'm sure you've heard the saying, time heals all wounds. Well, that's what I'm saying here. Time is the conqueror of all here. Take this time to reflect what went wrong here. What can you change for your future relationships? Learn about yourself, what you like, dislike, want versus need in your next relationship. Really do some self-soul searching to discover yourself and figure out exactly what it is that you want. A lot of times when people get into relationships, they have no idea what it is that they want or they need. So when they're left to communicate with their spouse or they're left to communicate with their partner, they're at a loss for words because they have no clue as to what it is that they need to say. They have no clue as to is what it is they need from that person. They don't know their love language. They don't know how they need to be loved. They don't know how they respond to conflict. They don't know any of these things. So it's very important that you sit down, you utilize this time to the best of your benefit and not rush into anything else because you've probably been rushing for a long time. So now it is just a sacred space of time that you can use to better yourself and not even just for your next relationship. Just better yourself for yourself. Better yourself for what it is that God has called you to do, because God has purposed you to do some great and mighty things. But if you are steady rushing in and out of relationships, then you will never discover exactly what that is. So no matter what, if you take nothing away from what I've said today, then take this: time equals healing. And you will not heal by going and rushing into another relationship or another job or another whatever situationship. Time equals healing. Remember that. Spread the word. All right. Hey, Hey, sis, hey, are you enjoying the podcast? Awesome. I'm so glad. Be sure to share your favorite part of the podcast on social media. Be sure to tag me or send it to me in the DM so I can shout you out. All right, so the second thing that you can do while you wait is to learn to love yourself. Let's get into it. You may say, love yourself. What? Well, yeah, love yourself, sis. Just like you love other people and things, keep that same energy for yourself. Now, you know that if someone was mistreating someone you love, you wouldn't be there for it. You would be ready to tell them a thing or two and let them have it. Or is that just me? Oh, okay. But for real, you know, the people and things you love, you are willing to go to bat for, honey. You willing to take them down. You're not okay with someone mistreating them, disrespecting them, or anything else. Well, looky here. I know I'm not. I'm ready to let whoever have it that tries to disrespect my mother. I ain't going for that, no way, buddy. I remember one time this girl was talking crazy to my mother, and I didn't feel like she was saying what she needed to be saying to let this girl know she's not the one. So I volunteered and jumped in there to take over the conversation and fight if need be. I love Jesus, true enough, but I'm not going to allow anyone to mistreat the people I care about. And if you are like me, then baby, seeing somebody mistreat the people that you love will about bring the BC out of you, the before Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? So I said all that to say that when you love yourself so deeply, you will have the same energy towards yourself. You will not allow anyone or anything come into your life and start running your life down through the mud. Learn to love yourself so much that when Mr. Wrong tries to get all up in your mix, you will have enough love for yourself that you will not allow him to do so or stay in your life, period. You will be like, this is not the way that I have been loving myself, and this is not the way that I have been treating myself. So I'm not going to allow anyone else to treat me in this manner. And then it goes even further to say that you have to have some level of respect for yourself, that when someone is treating you unfairly or unjust, that you say, oh no, I respect myself enough to not allow this to continue to happen to me. I am going to get up. I am going to pack my bags, and I am going to get on down up out this thing, because this is not what God has purposed for me. God has more for me, and this ain't it. And if you continue to stay in that and you continue to stay in that place, then you clog up spaces and places for God to really move in your life, because if he does send Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong is there, how is that going to work? You're going to be trying to hold on to Mr. Wrong because you so love him. And Mr. Right is right here before you, trying to treat you right, trying to do everything it is that you need from him to, you know, be able to love you in the manner that you need to be loved. You've spoken your love languages to him. He knows your love language, and he is ready to completely and fully love you in that manner. But because you have Mr. Wrong over here, and you're used to that dysfunction, and you're used to going through that craziness, then you're not willing to go through that. I mean, you're not willing to let him go. And you are so sold out to your dysfunction that you don't even know when you are in the dysfunction. Mr. Wright comes along and he is telling you that this is not right. This is not the way that you need to be loved. This is the way that you should be loved. This is the way that you should be treated. And then he's being so nice to you, so nice that it makes you question as to, is this even real? Because you've been living in a dysfunctional relationship, situationship for so long that you can't even decipher what's real and what's not. Because you're like, okay, well, he's been calling me X, Y, and Z out of my name. And this person is calling me queen, baby, princess, you know, telling me how amazing I am, how good that I am. And I'm not used to that so much that you even shy away from it. And you're like, mm-mm, something ain't right with him. He's sketch, he's sus, and I don't want anything to do with him. So it's very important that you learn to love yourself. Learn what love is, and then create your own love for yourself. You don't have to have anyone else loving you right now. While you wait, you be the one that gives you all of the love and the attention that you need. That is one reason why people are not able to move on into new relationships, is because they lack love for themselves. Okay, so definitely, if you take nothing away from what I just said, then make sure that you learn to love yourself, sis. Hey sis, hey, be sure to connect with me on all social media platforms. Slide on over to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Tia Pugh Talks, and holla and connect with your girl. Don't be afraid to slide in my DMs and say, hey, I just came from listening to your podcast. Boo, boo. How you doing? Okay, I would love to hear from you all. I love connecting with you all, and I love serving you all so very much. I look forward to seeing you on the platforms. So the third and final thing that I have for you today is to learn to date yourself. Sound crazy? Okay, look, sis, just give me a minute to explain what I'm talking about here. Before you can be fully happy with anyone, yes, anyone, you have to learn how to be happy with yourself first and foremost. I know quite a few people that hate going places by themselves. They hate doing things by themselves. They cringe at the thought of it, and they don't understand why I am so comfortable with going overseas, going across state, going anywhere, doing anything by myself. That's because I have learned how to date myself. I have learned how to treat myself. I have learned these things because I know for a fact that it's not healthy to have to need somebody with you at all times. That's not healthy. That's very toxic, because it's toxic to the person that you constantly need with you. And then it wears them out, stresses them out. You know, it puts a lot of responsibility on them, because they feel like, oh, I always have to be here for her. And it should not be like that. You should be so confident within yourself that you can go and do things on your own. Mm-hmm. You should be able to do the regular stuff that you can do with anybody else all by yourself. I have gone to movies by myself. I have taken myself out to eat. I have gone on trips by myself. I have done so many things by myself. And so many people continue to question me, like, how are you able to go and do that by yourself? Why would you want to do that by yourself? Why wouldn't I want to do it by myself? For one, I don't have anyone questioning me on every move that I am making while I'm doing whatever it is that I'm doing. I don't have anybody saying, well, what's next? What are we doing next? Why are we here? How long are we going to be here? When are we leaving? You know, all of these questions, because, you know, I don't know what it is, but I have a problem with being asked a ton of questions. That's why I had to realize that the workforce life, that was not my life. That was not built for me. That was not made for me. That was not created for me, because I just can't take it. Like, whenever I'm somewhere and I'm doing whatever it is that I want to be doing, I don't want someone questioning me and asking me about how long we're going to be here, when we leaving, and all this, that, and the other. That actually stresses me out. That stresses me out. So to eliminate that, I have learned to do things by myself and be content with doing things by myself. I'm not a shy person, first and foremost. So going in a place and a space and people looking at me and this, that, and the other, that does nothing to me. That does nothing to me. That doesn't make me want to run and hide in a corner and get scared or get fearful. No, if anything, I'm going to speak. I'm going to say, hey, you know, hello, you know, y'all staring, y'all can speak, you know, something of that nature. So you have to really learn how to treat yourself and how yourself likes to be treated. This even goes back to our previous topic, which was learn to love yourself. This is a part of that love. Love yourself and learn to date yourself. Learn to treat yourself. If you've been working hard all week, treat yourself. I am a big believer in self-care and self-love. So, right here, learning how to date yourself falls into the self-care category for me. What is it that you like to do? Do you like to go to the movies? Do you like to travel? Do you like to go get your nails done? Do you like to do your own nails? Do you like to read a book? Whatever it is, whatever that date looks like to you, do it. Your day doesn't have to be up to the standards of anyone else. You can, you know, create your date how you want your date to be. So if your date is, you know, going bungee jumping, whatever it is, going to a forest, going hiking, then let that be your date. Let that be your time. Man, going into nature and just sitting in nature and chilling, like, that is so tranquil to me. I love that. There's so much peace. I feel like I'm so connected to the earth. I feel like I'm so connected to God because He created it. Like, just being out in a space where there's a waterfall and there's rocks and you get to sit and chill and meditate and think and be clear. Yes. I'm all for it. Okay. So if you take nothing away from anything that I've said, just take this. Learn to be content with spending time by yourself. There is no better way to get to know thyself than to spend time with thyself. Okay. All right, sis. I look forward to hearing about your personal dates. So I lied to you today. I said that I had three things that I wanted to tell you about, but no, wait a minute, boo-boo. I got a bonus for you. So the fourth and final thing, I promise, that I want to talk to you about today is learn your purpose. Learn your purpose. And once you learn your purposes, get busy in your purpose. This is what you should be doing while you are waiting on your future spouse. Don't sit at home and twiddle your thumbs. Get busy. Get to work. A lot of times people say, well, I haven't met him, or I don't see anybody that I'm interested in, or even that would be interested in me, or I'm not around. Well, for one, you're not getting out enough. You're not moving out of your comfort zone enough to actually be seen, to be discoverable, to be found by your future spouse. How do you expect to be seen by him if you're not doing anything? Get busy in your purpose. Get busy after what it is that God has called you to do. And while you are doing it, I promise you that you will be found, that God will put you in the right place at the right time to meet the very person that he has destined for you. So that's it. I'm done. I'm out. I love you. Peace. Hey sis, hey, I'm your host Tia Pugh. Thanks for tuning in to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. I really appreciate you listening. Come over and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks. Remember, if you are in the Dixon, Tennessee area on October the 18th, we will be having Ladies Night out at Compassion Dixon Church. You come through, we are going to have a phenomenal time. Our focus is going to be sisterhood. If you're lacking sisterhood, need sisterhood, or want to worship, cry in a free space, baby, meet me there. 6:30 p.m. October 18th. I look forward to seeing you if you're in the area. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode drops like it's hot, okay? I love you all so very much. I appreciate you all. Let me leave you with this. Do not use this time wisely. While you wait for your spouse, you could be doing multiple things. I provided you with a few, but there are multiple things that you could be doing during this time. Do not waste this time. Utilize this time. And I look forward to hearing your story. Love you. Bye.